The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Well, school may be out, but it's not out forever. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and keeping us busy this summer and all year round are our friends from the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation. This morning, have Brittany Hughes is here with us, and she is their marketing and outreach coordinator. And Andrew McKiffin is a new guest on the Pep Talk show, out-of-school time coordinator. I like that. I need an out of work time coordinator in my life.
I feel like we all do, Meg.
Right?
Thank you so much for having us.
It's great to see you again. I know you've had so much going on this summer, so let's talk about everything the city's been doing to keep our kids busy.
Well, this summer has been absolutely incredible. We are wrapping up our summer camps. The last day of summer camp is this Friday.
Oh my gosh.
All of the different centers are having their own end of summer camp spectacular events going on. But what we really hear about, Meg, is explaining what is so special about our after-school programming.
Great, because we've got to get ready now and get signed up for it, right?
Now is the time to register for our after-school program held at our four centers. But, you know, as much as I could talk all day about our after-school programming, that's exactly why Andrea McKiven is here. As our out-of-school time coordinator, she is the true subject matter expert for this subject. So, Andrea, would you mind taking it over?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Brittany. Registration is now open for our Pensacola Parks and Recreation After School Program, and it's going to be held at our four resource centers in Pensacola. We have Cobb, Fricker, Gall Point, and our Woodland Heights centers.
Okay, so where are those located? Like Cobb, for example, can you give us sort of a landmark of the
area? Absolutely. So our Cobb Center is about three blocks east of Hunter Pool, and it's on the corner of East Mallory Street and North 7th Avenue. Our Fricker is our downtown location north of Cervantes on Northeast Street. Our Gall Point Center is a little bit on the outskirts. It's in northeast Pensacola off of Creighton Road near Scenic Highway. And our Woodland Heights Center is near I-10 off of Fairfield exit on Berkeley Drive.
Okay, so you have the four centers. Are they all the same or do you have different programs? How does all that work?
So we have very similar programming in all of our centers. It is customized to the children that are enrolled in each center, and some things work better for other centers than others.
Okay, so what kind of programming do you offer?
Well, the children enrolled in our care participate in all kinds of engaging and educational and fun activities. Some of those activities are art projects. We have our STEAM and STEM activities. We have some behavioral programming, reading programming. We do a lot of homework, help, and tutoring for families that need that. And we do a family and consumer sciences.
Okay, could you explain what STEAM and STEM are? Because I might be thinking gardening and something else. I don't know.
Okay.
We just had the garden show, so I need to clarify that STEM is not
STEM
about
is,
gardening.
No, it's not. Well, it is and it isn't, because that is part of STEM.
True.
We do talk about plants and how they grow and how you can create your own garden. We do composting, so that would all be part of our STEM activities.
Okay.
It's our science, our technology, our engineering, our arts, and our math.
Okay.
So, and music, is that
STEAM is the music part. Okay.
Yes, we are incorporating some music activities in there as well. We do some lava lamp things, glow-in-the-dark paintings. We have some cooking classes, which we get those items from our gardens that we're currently growing now. We do a lot of teamwork. It's taught by participating in the sports that we do, our group projects, and some computer games.
Wow. Okay. Now, I hate to admit it, but I had a lava lamp years ago.
Yes.
So what does a do-it-yourself lava lamp? I'm intrigued.
So the kids love that experiment. What we do is we have to measure out oil. So again, we do some math in that because they're measuring.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have to measure out their water. And they have to be patient because they want to pick them up and shake them.
Well, yeah, of course.
That's fun. But we put them in these little containers. They get to pick a color because, you know, those lava lamps, they had those colors that kind of went all over the place and mesmerized
the red,
us.
Red ones, I think I remember.
Mm-hmm. So what we have to do is put our color drops in there, and they then take the Alka-Seltzer tabs that they have. That fizz, fizz, pop, pop.
Yes.
And we drop those in there a little bit at a time, and you'll see the bubbles start to go and the reaction that happens between the water, the tablet, and the oil, and how they don't mix, but it makes it kind of go through the water.
Oh, how cool.
The kids love it. They put the top on real fast because they think it's going to explode, but it won't. But we kind of go through like the process and science and how that works.
Oh, these are great. So in terms of timing, when you say after school, and maybe we should talk a bit about what the timing is and then also the age range.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. So it depends on the center, and it depends on when the buses are dropping off kids. So some of our centers will start at 1:30, and some of them start at about 2:30, but they all go till 6 o'clock. So okay. it's a great timing for parents that work. We also then take those...
No, take your time. Okay. It's all good.
So you asked me about the timing. What was the second part?
The age range.
Oh, sorry. Age range. I got so excited about thinking about the lava lamps are still going around in my head. Age ranges, they range from 5 to 12 years old.
Okay.
So we have a good mix of kids, and what we do is try to break them up by ages, too, so they're not always mixed together. Because obviously, if you're 12, you don't always want to hang out with a 5-year-old.
This sounds great. Okay, so tell me more about this, Brittany. You were instrumental in all of this. How do you come up with the programming? I mean, I love the idea that you've got something for musical kids, too. I mean, this, you really kind of cover it all.
Yeah, so, you know, Andrea is really the heart of our programming here. You know, when she came on board last October, before she was here, it was really a drop off your, you know, have the bus transport your kids, and they just kind of do whatever.
Coloring books.
How people typically think a city program does go. However, you know, after she came on board, she really implemented curriculum and curriculum-based programming into all four of these centers. And so all of these STEAM activities, you know, behavioral programming, the reading programs, homework help and tutoring,
that's
really stemmed
huge.
From everything that she was able to incorporate into all four of these centers.
And that's great for the kids to have that extra help.
Yes, it
absolutely
is.
Because a lot of times the parents are really busy and they don't get home until 5 or 6 o'clock.
Yes.
And then it's dinner and then it's bed and that's it.
So. Yes, and now these kids go home and they're tired.
Right.
Yeah.
Even more of a blessing for those parents coming home from work.
Absolutely, yes. Now, all of these kids may not be, you know, into the science projects or into, you know, sports or whatnot, but we can accommodate kids who are more musically inclined, and that's through our program of Pensacola Sings. Andrea, could you tell us more about that?
Yeah, so we're very proud partners with Pensacola Sings. We do a concert at the end of every year. We're doing one for the summer as well. So that is going to be fantastic. It's coming up here soon on the 2nd of August.
So that's this Saturday.
Yes.
Oh, how fun. Yeah. Well, tell us, where is that going to be? Do we know the information for that?
That will be at Singer Theater. We haven't got all the times worked out yet, but we will definitely get that out to the public as soon as we get
but
that worked out.
But to look for your calendar for this Saturday at the Singer.
Yes. Absolutely.
Have
if you
fun.
Want to know the specific details, please do follow us on Facebook at Play Pecola Parks. That's our Facebook page. We'll be sharing information about that that choir concert.
Oh,
this
I love
Saturday.
That. That's great. Okay.
So, and Pensacola Sings is at our Gull Point, Fricker, and Woodlands location. So you can sign up when you sign up for the after school program. The application for that is attached right to our after school application as well. We also host musical instruments, and I have a couple of people now coming in who are teaching musical instrument lessons to kids as well.
That's awesome.
And we hope to incorporate that with our Pensacola Sings concert. So we'll have some kids playing drums, hopefully at the end of our after school program
that's
concert.
Great.
So yeah, looking forward to that.
That's great. We're talking with Brittany oh my gosh, I went. Brittany and Andrea, who are here with the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation. If you've got a question about the after school programs that are coming up this fall,
please text it in at 850-437-1620. There are experts, and they can tell you everything about the program and how it's all come together. So I guess the next big question is, how much? What? Someone says, what's the catch?
So hopefully there's not a catch.
Correct.
But the regular rate for our after-school care is $55 a week for city residents.
Wait a second. Back up. $55 a week?
Yes.
Not a day?
No.
Not an hour?
I know. It's crazy, right?
That is so affordable.
That is very affordable.
Good for you.
Yes. And it's $70 if you're a non-city resident, which isn't bad either for after-school care, especially from 1:30 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time.
Yes, it is.
However, we do have an application, and you could qualify for free care through our partnership with Escambia Children's Trust.
Oh, wow.
So it could end up being free for you.
That's amazing. So how do I apply? Where do I go to get these applications?
You can go to any of our centers and pick up an application. You can also go to our playpensacola.com site, and it is on there under each location.
Okay, so playpensacola.com.
Yes.
And that you can find the application for the Escambia Children's Trust there as well?
It's all incorporated into one big application.
Oh, okay. So you have to do a separate one.
Nope. Everything's all together. And like I said, that even includes our Pensacola Sings program. So it's you can just fill everything out right there.
Oh, that's great. Okay, super. All right. What else have we got on our list to talk about here this morning?
So as we have said previously, those after-school applications are now available in person at your local resource center at Frigger, Cobb, Woodland Heights, and Gold Point. Thank you. that is so exciting to have so many offerings at these four centers for an affordable price or free if you do qualify for that. And as we back up, those four centers are located as this follows. Cobb is located approximately three blocks east of Cecil T. Hunter Pool on the corner of East Mallory Street and North 7th Avenue. Fricker is near downtown, north of Cervantes, off of Northeast Street. And Gold Point is kind of in the outskirts in northeast Pensacola, off of Creighton Road near Scenic Highway. And then Woodland Heights is near I-110 off of Fairfield Exit off of Berkeley Drive. And so all four of these centers do have similar programming, but the programming is customized to the children enrolled at each center. Now, Andrea, how do we determine what exact programming can be customized to each center? And how do we kind of poll these kids at the centers to see what they want?
So I have been, you know, in each center working quite a bit. And what we try to do is see what the interests tend to be for a lot of the kids in certain areas. I also tend to look at what their grades are for maybe what we need to work on a little bit more. So if it's homework and tutoring time, we might be working a little bit more on math at certain centers. Or we might be working a little bit more on our ELA in other centers. The kids are very excited to show us their report cards, so that definitely helps. And they do win little like prizes depending on when they show it to us mm-hmm. and what they got and if they improved their grades. So we tend to look at those sorts of things. I have a couple of centers that are really big into sports and some that are big into dance. We might customize some of the programming to revolve around playing a little bit more activities while we're learning.
Right.
So to keep them moving. And some are really into the arts. So, we kind of do that as well. Maybe we're doing some more art projects while they're learning other things.
Mm-hmm. That sounds great. So you have a little bit of something for everybody. So there's really no excuse.
Because
you're not going to make someone play sports that doesn't want to.
No, absolutely not. We wouldn't do that. There's different levels of that, right? So maybe you're better at coaching. So maybe you're not really good at playing kickball, but you're really good at supporting your team. So maybe
that's a good cheerleader.
You'd make a good cheerleader, mm-hmm. a good coach. Maybe you like math, so you want to do the scorekeeping part of it,
right?
So we definitely try to look at that. Of course, we're going to encourage you mm-hmm. to participate in anything. It's the same if you were an art person and didn't want to play the sports. But if you're a sports person and didn't want to do the art, I'm still going to encourage you to come and try to do the art projects that we're doing. But maybe I will ask you to make a basketball,
mm-hmm.
right? Like paint a basketball
there
on
you
your,
go.
you know,
Great. So. Okay. We did get a text in. They're asking, you mentioned buses earlier. Is there transportation available? How does that work?
Okay. Yes, there is some transportation available. If they reach out to the center, we do list the buses and the schools that participate with us. You can also contact transportation for whatever school you're in, whether it's a private school or one of the public schools, and ask to see if they would transport your child to the location. So we do have several that do it. Private schools will do it as well. Or you can just bring and drop your kid off.
Oh, so that's interesting. So private school kids can come as well.
Correct.
Great. Okay. So this is open to everybody.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. So in my mind, I was thinking just public school kids,
nope.
But this is great. It's open to all the kids.
Yes.
Very good. All right. So also you have a question about what's your favorite science projects that the kids do so far?
That's a really tough one.
You gotta count on our listeners to come up with the tough ones.
I actually like everything that we do because my favorite part is watching the kids' reactions to what we're doing. I love to see how they play around with it and to maybe what they think is improve it or whatever. But the kids really like the lava lamp.
I think so. I'm kind of intrigued now. I may have to go home and look up
and try
how to do that. Yeah.
I'll send you the information.
Please do.
they do. They really like that one. They also like the black light painting because they think that is really cool that we turn the black lights on. They would paint, we shut them off, and it doesn't glow anymore. So they are kind of intrigued by that.
They'd want to go home and paint their whole bedroom, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Warning to parents.
Correct.
Little side note there. 850-437-1620, talking to Brittany and Andrea, who are both with the City of Parks and Recreation, City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation, talking about our summer program wrapping up, and now we're moving into the after-school programming. So if you have a question, 850-437-1620. So there is an event coming up that we should make folks aware of, I believe, this week, right?
Yes, absolutely. So the City of Pensacola is inviting all community members to a public input meeting at our Fricker Resource Center this Thursday on July 31st. We want you to come out and share your opinion to help shape the future of Fricker Resource Center.
Okay, because they are remodeling it, I understand,
yes,
going forward.
So it's a $9.5 million investment into the Fricker Resource Center. Mm-hmm. Now, this is grant-funded, so there's specific items that we have to mark off.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some community partners that we're working with. And more detail is on our website at playpensacola.com. If you want to know more about those partnerships and know more about what you can expect at this upcoming meeting.
Well, so often we complain, well, when did they decide that? I didn't get a chance to put my 2 cents in. Okay, here's your chance.
Absolutely. And this is all part of the Direction 25, culmination of projects happening between now and, up into 2027.
Wow, this is very exciting. Do you know what time the meeting's going to be?
It's going to be at 6:30. So it's going to start at 6:30.
At the current Fricker Center, which is it's downtown north of Cervantes on Northeast Street.
Yes,
okay,
exactly.
6:30 this Thursday. Be there or be square.
Be there or don't complain.
Correct. Yes, exactly. Yes. Right.
We absolutely do. Now moving into this, we're looking at adding a third meeting as well.
Oh, good.
The more community input we can get, the better. So if you want more information on that and just to make sure that you are staying up to date on everything, you can follow us on Facebook at Play Pecola Parks on Facebook. Or you can always just keep updated by checking our website, playpensacola.com.
So you'll have the updated information from the meetings there at playpensacola.com.
Yes, we will. Actually, I'm going to be updating the website this afternoon.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
To show everyone a little bit of feedback that we're going to be getting.
Fantastic.
Or that we got last Wednesday.
What's one of the most important things right now that's been coming up? The facility itself, like are there going to be basketball courts or stage
upgrades.
Or things like that?
Mm-hmm. Getting everything up to code is most important. And we're looking at, adding some services there. And we want to know what the community wants. And that ranges from specific services that they want to see at the center to amenities that they want. So if they want extra basketball courts or if they want, a walking trail around the actual location, that's the kind of feedback that we want to get.
Okay, great. So again, your opportunities this Thursday, July 31st, 6:30 at the Fricker Center.
Yes.
So don't miss that. You got no excuse. You should be off by work by then. You could even grab a bite to eat beforehand. And it should be a great opportunity.
Absolutely. Definitely do grab a bite to eat. We did have water and our refreshments, I should say, but water and some cookies.
Don't tell them. Last
Wednesday, so maybe save some points in those
Weight
Watchers.
Okay, free cookies Thursday at 6:30 at the Frecker Center. Be there, be square.
Yes, come for the cookies, stay for the feedback.
There you go. There's a slogan there somewhere. All right, just a few minutes left. If there's anything that we've missed, or do we want to just cover again how to get registered? If someone's just joined us talking about after-school programs that are available for all children in the city of Pensacola, maybe review what you've got available and how to get started.
So it's for children ages 5 to 12, and they can find all the information on playpensacola.com. Registration is open for this after-school program held at four resource centers in Pensacola: Cobb, Fricker, Gold Point, and Woodland Heights. Like I said, you can find more information and specific addresses and applications on our website at playpensacola.com. And for more information, you can contact each individual center to see, you know, what kind of activities are held at those specific centers. Regardless, our general curriculum does include art projects, STEM activities, you know, science, technology, engineering, and math. We have behavioral programming, reading programs, and homework help and tutoring, because that's so important for the kids to have some support in that.
Oh, yeah. Tell me a little bit about the behavioral programming. What does that involve?
I'm going to let Andrea take that over.
So what we try to do is we have a couple of programs. One of them is an I Got Caught program, which sounds terrible, but it's not, right? So it's, am I going to get caught doing something good, right? So every time we see a child doing something positive, it could be as simple as opening the door for somebody else. It could be something, you're complimenting another person. So we just want to push out those good qualities that all the kids have instead of hearing the word no so much. Mm-hmm. So if they do something like that, they get an I Got Caught card. Their I Got Caught card goes into a little envelope. And then at the end of the week, if they have 10 of those, they would win a prize out of our treasure box.
Oh, I love this idea. Yes. So that's fantastic.
It just encourages those positive things that everybody's good at, but maybe not noticed for.
Of course. Well, we get so much negative. I absolutely love that. That's great.
Hilarious when the kids have told you, or the parents tell you.
Yeah.
You know, when the kids go home, and the kids are like, I got caught today, Mom. And they're like, what?
What did you do?
What did you do that was bad? Yeah, nobody told us that you did something bad.
Right.
We also do a thing that's called What's Your Superpower? So it could be, again, simple things like you might be a very nice person. That's your superpower. You might be very empathetic. That's your superpower. It doesn't have to be that you're strong. It doesn't have to be that you're fast. It just might be that you are just a genuinely nice person. So the kids will make superhero capes, and they'll wear them around, and we'll do superhero races, and you know, so it's all kind of a fun little activity to just encourage kids to know what their superpowers are, and it doesn't always have to be a physical thing.
Andrea, this sounds great. Sounds like you put a lot of thought into all of this, and so many different opportunities and ways the kids can have fun. Did get a text in just now. Is the tutoring for the kids free?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So everything that you're talking about is included. There are no extra costs.
No extra costs in any of the things for our after-school programming.
So, again, the regular rate for after-school care is $55 a week for city residents and only $70 a week for non-city residents. And you could qualify for free care through a partnership with the Scambia Children's Trust. This is like the deal of the century.
It really is.
Really?
We couldn't thank Escambia Children's Trust more for, you know, having this, creating this community collaboration between City of Pensacola and, you know, Escambia Children's Trust. They've supported us so, so well throughout the past 3 years.
So absolutely. When does all this start?
So
start date.
The kids' first day of school is August 11th, so only a couple of more weeks before.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. And currently, we, you know, in each one of our centers, too, when you're signing up for after school, if you come in, we do have a backpack for the kids with supplies in it. All the kids are going to be coming to us on August 11th, so sign up now so we can get you in one of our rooms in one of our centers.
Okay. So again, that information on where and when and how to sign up.
So again, it's at our four locations that we have, Cobb, Fricker, Gull Point, and Woodland Heights. And they can go ahead and sign up at any of those locations.
Are they open all day?
They
during
are
the week?
They are open from 8 o'clock in the morning. And if there's other things going on at the center, they might be open till 8 or 9.
Okay.
So, yep.
All right, and with the website again?
PlayPensacola.com.
Is there a number to call if they have questions?
Just go to PlayPensacola.com, and there'll be all the information for all four of those centers, including phone numbers for each one.
Oh, my goodness. This sounds wonderful. Brittany Hughes is marketing and outreach for the City of Pensacola Park and Recreations. We had Andrea McKibben here. Sounds like you were doing a fabulous job.
Thank
with
you.
The out-of-school time coordinator,
thank
coordinating
you.
All these programs. Take advantage of it.
Thank you so much,
thank,
Meg.
Thank you.